This is the start of part two, overflowing with praise for God. First, praise is not something God is required to earn from you. God deserves praise on the virtues of his holy nature, character, and power alone. Praise for God will flow without effort when you are devoted to living by the precepts of God. In other words, consistent praise for God will flow when you live an obedient life. The command to praise God is given to all of creation. The angels who dwell in God's presence are praising God. Even the celestial bodies answers the call to praise God. These need no further reason to praise God than their resolve to be obedient to God. The Bible reminds us the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Naturally, praising God starts in heaven and from there down to earth. All the inhabitants are expected to join in the singing of the heavenly chorus of praise. The reality of creation, the considering thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, is not only a reminder of the duty of praise to all created beings, but creation gives us a reprieve from the ugliness of sin to the privilege of adoring God's glory. In other words, adoring creation brings the sober soul into contact with God's glory, and when rightly acknowledged, praising God naturally flows. The natural response to praise is worship. When you stop marveling God's handiwork of creation, then you will lose sight of God. The sin in us blocks our view to the wonder of creation that serves to remind us of our duty to praise God. Because of our sinful flesh, we willfully turn a blind eye to God's glory. Losing sight of God's glory leads to the stifling of praise. The devil strives to blind you to the glory of God with the things of the world. When your praise is stifled, then you will be consumed with worldly cares. We tend to judge God by how well we fare in dealing with the issues of life. Take your eyes off of Christ. Instead, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Today, praising God is the difference between growing in Christ or being consumed by the ills of this world. Because we are spiritually weak, we need to be constantly exhorted in the faith. None of us grow spiritually enough that we can stop praising God and not fall back into the life of sin. What's happening today troubles us, affects us, and we may be tempted to act in ways that take us out of the realm of faith. All the elements of praising God will keep us in the realm of faith, even while we witness to the lost. Our very lives is a testimony of praise for all who hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling out to them, "Come to Christ, our salvation." Second, praise for God is never to sputter out. Praising God is an ongoing celebration of life. God daily labors to enrich our life. This is how God draws us into holy praise. God orders whatever we see, hear, and sense in our life to enliven our fellowship of praise in the Spirit. The Creator is worthy of nothing less than adoration, praise, and worship. Only the Creator can bring into being what never existed prior to his will. In his eternal vision, the Creator saw a marvelous being in mankind and commanded your existence by breathing life into you. God commanded, "Let man be," also commanded, "Let man praise." But creation turned against God when Adam and Eve sinned. Instead of man worshiping God, man chooses to fashion his own gods after his own liking and passions. Sinner man praises himself, not God. Our inherited sin nature is the reason man initially abhors God. But still, man is without excuse for defying his Creator. The Bible says, "For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them." In other words, accepting God as Lord is repulsive to sinners. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. they have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. How important are words? The mirror into your soul, heart, and mind are the words you speak. Do you build up or tear down in your dialogue? Do your words praise God, or do your words resemble the words of fools? Listen to the words of Scripture. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Learn the language of praise to connect to the God of salvation. The language of praise is as simple as your personal dialogue with God. Your words to God carry power. The words of the songs you sing is a matter of life and death. The songs you sing that affirms the truth of Scripture are praises God receives and responds to. How so? The songs themselves are the confessions of faith, praises that inspire deeper commitment to worship. Third, all of creation resonates with open chorus of praise for God. Listen to the birds chirping, glorifying God. Hear sounds of praise as ocean waves crash on the rocks. Listen to the sounds of praise with every waterfall. The praise for God is never turned off, but only man can choose to praise Almighty God or not. All creation praises God every second of the day. When the stars flicker in the sky, and when the moon shines in the night, and the sun shines in the morning, whose voice do they obey? When the snowflakes fall, whose voice sends them from the heavens down to the earth? The moon, sun, and stars don't speak by our voice or language, and still the message of the heavens resounds the glory of God. If the heavens praise God, why should man be silent? Why should man neglect to praise his Creator? And this is the crux of many of our problems today. The workings of creation daily remind us of the glory of God. As we witness creation do as God designed it, we observe God's person in action. Creation shows how God is intimately caring for mankind. The workings of creation is stable and reliable as God is with his saints. Consider man's insignificance against the backdrop of a vast universe. But man is made in the image of God, each with meaningful names. Nothing in God's sight is more valuable than mankind. Creation itself is God's gift to man to inform him of his glory. Ever since God created the world, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made. So, though people have no excuse at all. In conclusion, this year has taken a hard toll on all of us. We got knocked down, but we got up. There were some moments of joy, though many hurts in between. There has been loss, but many more gains. We have pains, but comfort is one of many daily mercies God gives us. As we struggle every day in this pandemic season, our spiritual stamina can take a brutal hit. Some days we are gladiators in the faith, but then we know all too well our failings. What's going on in your life that robs you of your praise for God? Why are we so shaken with the failings in our nation rather than overflowing with praise for God, who gives us peace in the midst of uncertainty? If God is Lord with all power in his hand, why should the fire of our praise for God go out? Praise God because chaos is no problem for him. Neither is wickedness, neither is politics, neither is the lying politician, neither is injustice, neither is a virus, neither is unemployment, neither is sickness nor death. We may be praising God one second, but as life bears hard on us, our fire of praise can be smothered, if we allow it to be. If the fire of our praise for God goes out, how do we relight the fire of praise? 3 quick points. Examine your heart. Do you have any outstanding sin issues? Genuine praise for God requires living in a state of forgiveness. You can't grow in the life of praise when you have outstanding sin and love issues. Examine your living. You must learn to move in step with God. This means making spiritual adjustments in your life so you can live in a state of obedience. Be ready to adjust your living habits as God directs you. Examine your direction. Are you living within the confines of God's precepts? Your praise for God is rendered useless when your life contradicts the precepts of faith and you fail to live upright in all areas of your life. In these troubled times, we must remain overflowing with praise for God. This is the difference between getting entangled in the affairs of the world rather than resting in the security of God's presence. God gave us Jesus, who is our mediator before the Father. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brethren. Jesus prayed for our protection from the evil one. He prayed for our unity in the faith with the Father as he is. Then Jesus went to the cross to seal our salvation. Shall we not be overflowing with praise for God? The best instructor in teaching us how to be overflowing with praise for God is God himself. Whoever makes an offering of praise gives glory to me, and to him who is upright in his ways, I will make clear the salvation of God. God bless you all.